Hi, Ken. I'm your robot AI call agent. How can I help you?
Yes. Tell me more about the Spectrum equipment that T-Mobile deploys in their network.
T-Mobile deploys a variety of Spectrum equipment, including small cells, macro cells, and distributed antenna systems, DAS, to enhance network coverage and capacity. Is there anything specific you would like to know?
Yes. How do they actually implement software-defined radios?
T-Mobile implements software-defined radios by using software to control and reconfigure the radio hardware to operate on different frequencies and protocols, providing flexibility and efficient use of spectrum resources.
And how does adaptive radio configuration work?
Adaptive radio configuration dynamically adjusts radio parameters such as power, modulation, and channel allocation based on real-time network conditions to optimize performance and enhance user experience.
Isn't that similar to CDMA?
Adaptive radio configuration and CDMA are different concepts. CDMA, code division multiple access, is a cellular technology used for multiplexing signals, while adaptive radio configuration focuses on adjusting radio parameters based on network conditions.
And then how is network function virtualization implemented?
Network function virtualization, NFV, is implemented by virtualizing network functions, such as firewalls or load balancers, on standard hardware instead of using dedicated hardware appliances. This enables greater flexibility, scalability, and cost efficiency in managing network services.
I see. And who makes software-defined radios? Is that internally developed at T-Mobile or is that another company?
Software-defined radios can be developed both internally by mobile companies or by external companies specializing in radio technology. There are various vendors in the market offering software-defined radio solutions for different applications and industries.
I see. And who is the most prominent?
There are several prominent vendors in the software-defined radio market, including Edis Research, National Instruments, and Xilinx. These companies have made significant contributions to the development and adoption of software-defined radio technologies.
That was very helpful. I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you have any more questions in the future, feel free to ask. Have a great day.